have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Michelle Wright. Listen, we're so excited you could be with us on today. Certainly God is good and he is worthy to be praised. We're super excited to be back another week. We've experienced a lot over the week. Hallelujah. We celebrated the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ not too long ago, that we were able to say he is Lord. He is good, and we love him that much. So thank God for the celebration of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on December 25th. Listen, now we're moving ahead. We want to thank the Lord for each and every one of you that are here on the podcast today. We thank you for listening. If this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wyright, I want to share what Just For You is all about. Thank you for taking time out of your schedules. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Again, we welcome you to the Just For You podcast. I also want to send a shout out to our very own Dr. Kimmy Robinson, our CEO and founder of Elation Radio and Magazine. I want to again welcome you, the listeners, and your families and all that take the time out to listen in each and every time for the Just For You podcast. We thank the Lord that He's brought us again to the end. This is the last podcast of the year, and we give God all the glory, all the praise, all of the honor for carrying us all throughout the year. No matter what the year has looked like, He's been good, He is great, and He is worthy to be praised. I'm so excited to know that there is none like Him. He is Alpha. He is Omega. He is our beginning and our ending. And for that, we have something to shout about. I want to greet all of you. I want to send a special hallelujah. Thank the Lord for my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. I ask that you continue to pray for us as we grow stronger in the Lord. If you will, I want you to go with me in prayer as we begin this podcast. We believe we can't do anything without God. We need Him in our breathing. We need Him in our strength. We need Him in everything we do. He is everything to us. Let us go and go before the throne to ask for Him to come in and do what needs to be done. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for this day. We thank You for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask You to come into this podcast, and we ask You to have Your divine will and way. We thank You, O God, for our CEO and founder, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. We thank You, O God, for our Elation Radio and Magazine family. We thank You, O God, for every listener listening in. We thank You, O God, for those that are lifting Your name high. We thank You, O God, for those that don't know You, God, or are need You, or that are calling upon You. We thank You, O God, for being everything to us, O God. We ask, O God, that You just look and have mercy. Thank You for this ministry. Thank You for this time. Thank You for the listeners. Thank You for everything. Thank You for our trials. Now, Lord, come in and have Your divine will and way. Forgive us all of our sins, and we will forgive others that we may be forgiven. Father, we bind up the hand of the enemy, asking You to take away any distractions, take away anything that will cause us to not hear from You on today. You are Alpha and Omega, our beginning and our ending, and we say thank You for it all. No noise, no distraction, nothing to keep us away from Your word. God, we say thank You. And we bless You and we honor You. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, thank you for praying with us as we begin to study on this week. Listen, God wants us to know to be strong and courageous. Let me say it again. Today's topic is be strong and courageous. What does it mean? We're going to find out biblically so and using biblical principles for our practical lives. Amen. That someone will understand what he's doing in this hour, that they can be stronger and be courageous. Hallelujah. Now, we will be studying from the book of Joshua, the first chapter. In this book, we find things have occurred. We find Moses, the leader, is gone. Hallelujah. God has used him in what he is doing, and he has ended the completion of his assignment. This is why we want to preface this by saying to you, always be ready. Let me say it again. As a child of God, in your positioning, utilizing your gifts, always be ready. Why should you be ready? Because you never know when you may have to step up to the plate. You may never know when you have to give of yourself in a way you weren't prepared for. But God says now. He's not waiting on next year. He says now. And he's needing the body of Christ to help gain and put together these things that he's calling for, that the kingdom may be enlarged. That includes you. That includes me. That includes those that are willing to serve and to give their all, that he may be glorified. So let's delve into this word. Let's find out what happened. And let's find out what he's saying to each and every one of us. The word of God says, in the first verse, now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Let's stop right there. So he's saying to him, listen, Moses is gone. In other words, you have walked with him. You've talked with him. The essence of his being and his assignment was with you. You should know in this hour what is next to do. So then he doesn't ask him. He tells him, hallelujah, that you're going to go over this Jordan. See, when God is speaking to us in this day and time, he is letting us know what it is he wants us to do. Why? Because he's very specific. But when he's specific, he's going to put things in order. Listen, there are times when things seem like it's just the right thing to do, but if it's not specific and lined up with his will, order, and his word, will, order, and his word, will, order, and his word, then we jump at something and it not be his will. It may be out of order, and it may not have a word on it. Let's continue on. 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Let me read it again. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. In other words, wherever you walk, son, know this, I've given you that. I said it to Moses, I said it to you. Let me bring some clarity to somebody. When you're serving in the kingdom and God has spoken a vision and a dream and he's given the resources, he's given the people, and the leader says that this is to take place and the leader goes on to glory, that means he said this was Moses' minister. He wasn't to create what he wanted to create. He was to follow the suit of what was given to him by his leader, Moses. Why is this important? Because so often people feel when someone is left here, they get to rewrite the vision. They need to get to rewrite the assignment. But if God hasn't given you permission and he hasn't given you authority, then what you're doing is creating chaos for somebody's life. You're bringing them into a place of calamity. So God is saying, listen, Moses, my servant is gone. I'm using you in this hour. Now here's where the authority comes in. Every place your foot shall tread. Every place the sole of your foot shall tread. Every place, I'm getting excited. The sole of your foot shall tread upon. That have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Let's go to 4. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river. Do y'all hear how wide this territory is? From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. I don't know about you. That automatically tells me he was going to need some help. One man couldn't run all of that territory. The question I want to ask before we continue on is, in your vision that God has given you, are you solo bolo, or has God designated who and what he wants for what he's getting ready to do? Listen. Be encouraged to know to be strong and courageous. Why? Because he's going to provide everything you need. He gave them specific demographics. He gave them specific instructions. Now we're moving to 5. There shall not any nation, my God, not one, he's saying, now there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will not fail thee or forsake thee. Do you understand how powerful that is? Do you understand what he really was telling him? There's nobody that's going to stand before you that, as I've said with Moses, I'm going to say and decree this thing unto you. Can you see in your natural life how God has used somebody to be connected to you, to bless you, to receive the things that he said, to receive the things that he said that he promised he would do, that he promised he would do? Not man, not people, but him. It all works together when it's all under his authority. See, what we've got to learn is, as we're under his authority, we don't think differently than he thinks. Well, you know, that was in the old Bible days, so I ain't finna do that. Well, if he told you to do that, you better do that. Well, I'm not going to do this way because this, and you know what I do? When God creates and presents an opportunity to me, the first thing I do is go to him. Why? Because if my flesh gets excited, if things start going, oh, this would be great, this, then you better take a sit down. Listen to the voice of God. Listen to a word. I need to put a word on a decision I have to make. I want to know it's not me in my flesh, but my Heavenly Father, my Abba Father, is directing and leading me in that way. He wants you to know the same thing. Don't take things in and of yourself, but believe him for what he says. Why? Why is this critical? Because the enemy has so many wicked devices that when we hear him, here's one way that Joshua would have known there was an issue. He gave them specifically where to go and where to be. If he was in some place other than what he named in this word, he would have some trouble. Because when God specifically speaks a thing, he's already set his order and his protection there. I need someone to catch that. He will send his order and his protection where you are, because he spoke, that's where you're supposed to be. I need you to be. So he's not going to leave you in a danger zone and not have an angel to protect you. The devil is a lie. If he sends you, he's going to protect you. He never tells us things are going to be rosy and going to be 100% just joy every day. He never said that. And here Joshua finds this out. Can you imagine the days he sat with Moses and he talked with Moses and he listened to him, not knowing that when Moses leaves, he's going to have to do this great work. And even if Moses sat him down and said, listen, when I leave, this is going to be in your hands. I need you to. Can you imagine what that conversation must have been like? Because the truth of the matter is, ready or not, the Lord is saying, here I come. I need us to catch what's going on here to understand where we are today. Six, be strong and of a good courage, for this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give. Let me go back. Remember I said that was no way Joshua could do this by himself. That great of a territory is going to require him help. But God, in his wisdom, already had a plan. He knew who were going to be connected to him. He knew how to get them what he promised their fathers. And he is a God that keeps his promises. He said in his word, he said, Shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Seven, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wherever thou goest. That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Listen, if you want to be blessed, follow my instructions. If you want to have abundance and see the end of the thing that I swore unto Moses, follow my instructions. He says this in eight. The book, this book, not just any book, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shall thy way But then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You want a business model? There it is. You want a strong ministry? There it is. You want a great relationship with God? There it is. Nine, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Listen, this is personal for me. When I was in ICU, the Lord told me to look to the left, and on the computer, was this scripture in a hospital. Y'all better catch this. In a hospital was this scripture. And I kept saying to myself, okay, Lord, I hear you. He was speaking through this scripture to me. It doesn't matter where you go. I am with you. Be strong and of a good courage. I know what they say you're going on in your body. But be thou strong. Somebody needs to catch this today. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid. I know they say you can die. I know they said these are the results. I know they say this is what could happen. This is what will happen. Do not be afraid, the word of God says. Neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. It brought strength and comfort and peace to me to know that what the world said will kill you, and we've known people that died of COVID, but yet there I was on 15 units of liters or liters of oxygen, and there I didn't even understand I was that close to death. I just knew I had a word from the Lord. I had a word from the Lord. You today have a word from the Lord. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid of what this world is bringing, what you're facing in your bill, what your body is doing, what your money is saying, what your children are acting like, how your marriage may be going, all the things in the neighborhood, all the things in our society. He does not want us to be afraid. Neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, now you're learning, he's going through the word, and he's learning how to adjust and speak to the people. Pass through the host and command the people. He's teaching this to the officers, saying, prepare my God you victual, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to half the tribe of Manasseh spake Joseph, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. Your wives and your little ones and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side, Jordan. But ye, hallelujah, shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them until the Lord have given your brethren rest as he has given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return unto the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side, Jordan, toward the sunrise. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commanded us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so we will hearken unto you. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against this commandment and will not hearken unto thy words, and all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. only be strong and of a good courage. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and doers of his word. Did you understand that when Moses died, the Lord had already prepared him to be a leader? He had already prepared him for his assignment. He had already given him and watched over him to make sure he could handle the responsibilities of what he was called to do. Not only did our Abba Father do this, but he had to trust that Joshua wouldn't get caught up in his flesh. He had to trust that he wouldn't see all the good and all the things and all the land and all. He had to know Joshua wouldn't take these things for himself and rule the people any old kind of way. He had to know that Joshua would be praying, that he would be meditating day in and day out. He wouldn't let it depart from him. He had to know that he wasn't flaky. He had to know he could count on him to be where he needed him to be. Why? Because somebody's life depended on him. He had to know that as he gave him instruction, that those serving with him would follow, that they would not rebel against him, that they would not try to recreate the vision and the assignment, that they would listen attentively and know that in their gifts, they were set up to do what was needed for the kingdom. See, that's what I love about God. He will never throw you. Some of us feel like he may have thrown us into something. Still, he's thrown you into something. But let me assure you to be strong and of a good courage, because he's watched over those gifts he's given you. And whether you feel you're ready, whether you feel you can do it, whether you feel that you're qualified, he's watched over you enough to know you are the exact person or the job. Be it in your church family, in your job, in your community, in your home, in your family, in any place, he's given the sole of your feet to tread. He's prepared you. The question is, will you allow him to use you the way he desires for you to be used? Or do you rebel with him and those that have the ruler over you, the rule over your life, to make sure you don't fall into the pitfall, to make sure that you are leading, you're being led the right way, to make sure you're not doing your own thing, but that you're listening to a leader that is listening to God to get you to your destination where that needs to be. Are you listening to a leader that is listening to God that will assure you and get you where you need to be? There was a command on the people. You can't do what you want to do. Listening to a leader who's listening to God to get you where you need to be. It's not at your disposal that way. He has caused the people to understand when they connected with Moses, they didn't have no choice on who they wanted to be leader. God set the leader in order. He set the administration in order. Why? Because he had to overlook their lives. That when Joshua said, Nick, I need you to go out there and talk to the people. See, here's the thing. I want us to all keep this in mind. When God tells us to do a thing, it's not by what the people want. It's by what he said And if he says, in this hour, I want you to do A, B, C, and D, and you're worrying or you're wondering whether or not it's the right thing, and this, no, just go to God, because I guarantee you, every time you go to him, he's going to reveal some things to you. And you'll know in your heart if that was your flesh or if it was your assignment from God. You'll know, because he won't lead you wrong. He won't lead you down a road that is going to cause you to be in a place where he's not with you. But here's the other thing. You got to stay close, prayer life up. You got to start doing the things that he wants you to do. If you've fallen away, you've got to do what he needs. Because wouldn't it be fair to assign a leader or a leadership position to someone who's obedient? Do you think Moses had to tell Joshua 50,000 times a day what to do and how to do it when Moses is watching him? The innovative, creative leader in the workplace as well as in the church and any place else that they are utilizing their gifts, they are problem solvers. They're not the ones sitting around trying to figure out what the rest of the group, what's going to take place. Somebody's sitting back saying, you know what? We got to cross over to Jordan. Now, I know if we break up in this amount of groups and we do this and we do that, let me go to the officers. This is the thing. They're going to be orderly and see if this is out of order for me to say this or if I need to do that. They're not going to just create something and say, there it is, and I wanted to show you my leadership. There's an order with God. There's an order with God. And when you follow his order, you get the abundance and the possession of what he says he will do for you. Why? Because it belongs to you. There's an inheritance when you connect with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There's an inheritance called eternal life. There's an inheritance on the earth for you when you follow his will. And there's no time you'll get into any kind of situation that he won't bring you out. He's not going to leave you in trouble. He says he's a very present help. A very present help. Psalm 40 in the time of trouble. Who are we listening to in these days? What are we hearing and what are we doing about that which we hear? Are we still in position with God that he can trust all of us like he trusts Joshua? Joshua went to bed. Moses passed on. He woke up a different, y'all better catch this. He went to bed one night. Moses had passed on, woke up a leader. Can someone depend on you to be that leader in this day? Can they depend on you to get your instructions from God and know that you're following his goodness and his grace? See, we don't move for people. You got to move for God. If God says, stay right there, stay right there. If he say, go over here, go over there. If he said, I need you here, you go there. But wherever you are, he's with you. And you better make sure you're with him. Because when you're with him, the fruit of what he says is going to come out. If he tell you he's a deliverer, he's going to deliver you. If he tell you he's a healer, he's going to heal you, whether on this side or the other side. If he says to you, I am your provider, and Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He's going to provide. If he says, I am with thee always, even until the end of the earth, he's going to be with you. What are your losses with him? What are your gains with the kingdom? What do you need to do to align and adjust yourself to be in position? I love this first chapter of Joshua because it sparks and it ignites something in me and in you to understand how much God loves us and to keep our spiritual eyes spiritual ears open to be ready for what he's calling for in these last days. People are running rapid. We just got past COVID. Now here comes another variant. People are losing their minds. They're not understanding what God is doing. If you are God, certainly you can stop this disease. Certainly you can stop this that's going on. But God, in his infinite wisdom, power, and grace, says, I am still the healer. I am the ruler of this world. I can do all things, but still, do you trust me? Do you believe me? Because if you're the believer and you don't believe him, how can we convince, talk to, or teach somebody else? Our lives are a living canvas to show somebody else who our God is. Through our ups, through our downs, through our ins, through our outs, through our understandings and misunderstandings, he will show up and show out. I come to encourage you. I know we have a few more days, but I'm here to let you know that he's never changed, and he's not going to change now. He's going to be the same God he was with Joshua, with Moses, as he is with you and me today, no matter what in the atmosphere, no matter what appears to be gaining. People can feel like he's not there. He is still God, and there is no one like him. I come to encourage you. Don't wait for 2022. Enjoy these last days of 2021, no matter what they bring, because I'm telling you, he's God, and he will do what he said he would do. He just proved it in Joshua 1. He told them, as I was with Moses, just because he thought, I need to say this to somebody, thank you, Lord, just because your person that you felt has gone on to be the glory, you felt like, if they leave here, what am I going to do? Let me speak to you and tell you this. Be like Joseph. Be like Joshua. Be like every great leader in the Bible. What they found was this. When the enemy came in like a flood, the Lord God himself raised the standard. He stood up on their behalf. See, he knew Joshua was going to need some things. He had it provided. He knew he was going to need some people. He had it provided. Somebody needs to understand what you thought was hopeless is really bringing hope to your world. What you thought wasn't going to work out, God is working it out for you right now. Just because he's silent, just because you don't understand, doesn't mean he's not going to be God. I just went through it. I had to close my mouth. I had to worship him and praise him and not say nothing to folk. Because people have a way of not understanding your God. You can do your best to say how great he is. Somebody going to say how negative he is. You can do your best to say he's a God of great miracles. They going to look at you and say, why did you have to go through that? And you a pastor. And you do this. And you do that. But I took pleasure that he was my God. He was my daddy. And if he said he was my daddy, he was going to take care of me. Guess what? He's going to take care of you. He won't disappoint you. He won't leave you by yourself. I had to find out being homeless, I said. Homeless. Could live in my home. Could sleep in my bed. Due to a flood, lost a lot of good stuff in my home. Had nothing to do with his plan. Because somebody in a hotel we was in going to leave you. Go there, Michelle and Don. Go here, Michelle and Don. Do this, Michelle and Don. Do that, Michelle and Don. And every time we moved according to his instructions, we found his hand moved. Then we got a little upset, if I can be real. We had to go back home. Money was running out. I was saying, God, what do you want us to do? I need you to go back. Lord, you know, think I need you to go back. Yes, sir. Come back the first day we're back. Here come the neighbors. Listen, wherever your assignment is, God is going to prove it. And he's going to do what he said he's going to do. We all go through something. We all face things. How we face what we go through with him is important. And even when we're disappointed, I need somebody to hear it. Even when we don't understand, he's yet working miracles on our behalf. When the enemy wanted to snipe us out, God gave us life, and he healed. When our home was in a ransacked position, he gave us wisdom and gave us an opportunity that we would be able to live in our home again. When he stacked, the enemy stacked all the odds against us. And we were still ministering. We were still on. I was still doing podcasts. I was still being faithful. God was saying, I haven't changed. Because when I could barely breathe, you all didn't know it. And I was still coming on the air because he gave me a word and my assignment was still in motion. Is your assignment still in motion? My husband and I recently talked on our Facebook Live on Monday. I prayed and I was talking and God gave us gifted by grace. Are you using your gift for the kingdom? In your community, in your home, wherever he signs them to, that he can be glorified. That's what he's looking for in this hour. That's what he wants in this hour, to be strong and courageous. He certainly knows what's going on, but he knows how to correct a matter. Will you trust him today? Will you believe that he has what's in store for you coming your way? No matter how difficult it looks. No matter what it feels like. No matter how it appears. Feel your Abba Father. He feels and knows your pain. He knows. He knows your joy. Somebody didn't sit at a table with Sam or Christy. Somebody didn't have a spring for Christy. But he was still God to wrap you on. Phone call, send a call, send somebody to their door, or somebody to inspire them and give them peace and hope. That's why you can't sit down on your gift. You got to be gifted by grace. I pray this patience has helped you. It blessed me all over again when he began to share this gospel and this particular word with me again. It blessed me because at the time I heard that scripture, I was in a place that the world would never believe I'd make it up. But because he is God, I can still be here today to share this gospel with you. That's why your life before you go through something is so important. I worshiped and praised him before I even knew anything harsh was coming my way. And when it came, I still worshiped and praised him. That's what he's looking for. If you don't know the Lord, I implore you to get to know him. Give your life to him while you yet have time. Worship him and praise him and give him what is due that he can be all to you that he promised. There's nothing too hard for him. He loves you so much and he wants the very best for each and every one of us. is bigger than the biggest gift you got on Christmas. He's powerful. He's anointed. He's a loving, forgiving God. And he wants to heal, forgive, and strengthen each and every one of us. Because we all need him. I want us to pray out today. We'll conclude with announcements if the Lord say the same. But every year we're facing something. And it's important for us to understand whatever it is that we are facing. And we need to give him all the glory and all the honor. Will you pray with me? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we hear you. We thank you. We bless you for this opportunity to lift up your holy name. We ask that you take each and every one listening, whether live or the replay, touch a heart, touch a mind, oh God, that we understand to be strong and courageous no matter what we face, that we stand strong in you, not ourselves, and understand that you will never fail us, you will never leave us, and you will deliver. A heart that is wounded is mended, God. I pray a soul that said I was waiting on next year to get myself together, that they get themselves before your presence and say yes to you. I pray, oh God, that as we move forward in these last few days of 2021, that we worship you and we praise you. Because every day is a day of thanksgiving. And when the new year does come in, and we find ourselves gifted by grace, using our gifts you've given us to bless someone else's life, to help them to understand you're real. We don't have to wear 50 crosses around our neck, fling our Bibles, but just live the life that somebody would see it and want it to be all that it needs to be for you. We thank you and bless you for the birthday greetings and blessings of decree that people have made over my life for this past birthday, for every December birthday, for every person that's trusting you and had a birthday all year long, and some that have a few more days to celebrate their day. God, thank you. We bless you, oh God, for every pain that we've ever had, because we recognize pain don't last always. We honor you, God, for our trials and tribulations, because you've proven and are proven you are God that hears and answers prayer. We ask, oh God, for those families experiencing death and loss, that you will be with them and lead them and guide them and help them to understand you're right there in the midst of their pain. For situations that we don't even know about, unspoken requests, we ask you to take care of those too. Bless every listener, God. Whether today was their first day or they listened all year long, bless their homes, bless their families, bless their increase, oh God. Bless them for learning more of you and wanting to be closer to you. I pray, oh God, for my husband, myself, as we journey into ministry even the deeper next year. Guide us, lead us, direct us, God. Allow us to remain humble that you can use us anywhere, any place you'd like to send us, that we will be able to do your perfect will. Touch our hearts, our minds, oh God, that we be found in your place of faith, that you will provide. You'll make a way out of no one. And God, I pray, not only for my marriage, but all marriages, families, children, young people crying out, and those that don't know you, have your way, oh God. We need you. We can't make it without you. We can't live without you. What kind of world would we have, God, without you? We need you, and we're grateful for you being in our lives. We're asking, God, not only for the unspoken requests, but spoken requests that people are praying as we are agreeing, and you was hearing them. And Lord, we give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. We say thank you in advance. We say we love you in advance and now and forevermore. We honor you for what you've done and what you're doing in these last few days before we even see 2022. And God, we're believing you for stronger lives in you, for courage, oh God, to be able to do all you created us to do, to move by your spirit and not by our flesh, to allow you to lead, God, and direct us, to be Lord in every capacity of our lives, to increase our resources and finances, not just to be a blessing to us, to be able to bless somebody else, to enlarge our territories, oh God, and to trust us enough that to whom much is given, much is required. And Lord, for all of us that are in process, we know we haven't arrived yet, but we trust your will for our lives. Lead us, God, and direct us. Allow our ministering angels to be encamped about us, oh God, to protect us and keep us in all of our ways, to be on assignment for our will to say what you would give us to say to them, that they be activated for our behalf. We say thank you, God. And then, God, we ask that you forgive us of all of our sins, deeds done, undone, words spoken illy or of grace. God, forgive anything that's not like you. Not like you. And give us the heart to forgive others as well. Don't let us end this year with broken relationships and mean spirits and wrong thoughts and evil words and all these things that plague the human body. But give us strength, oh God, to be courageous. You will be glorified in all that any of us say and do. Bless Elation Radio and Magazine. Bless every podcaster, every part of our Elation team, our Elation's executive honors team. Bless our CEO and founder, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and her family, and all of us that we are one, and that all that are connected to us. We thank you, God, for what it's been all year long, and we look forward to 2022. And we thank you for these last few days. Have your divine will and way. And we will thank you and praise you forevermore. And anything forgotten, God, that is important before you, we ask that you do it, that you allow your perfect will to be done. And we will thank you forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I thank you all for listening. I thank you for allowing me to do what God has assigned me to do. May he bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May everything he's ordered for your life come to pass. May you be obedient enough to let him rule and not you rule yourself. And that you will connect up with those God assigned you to connect up with. That he will be glorified in his name, will be famous in the earth. I pray that your children will be blessed and that they will be blessing. I pray that marriages will abound and those are waiting on spouses, God, that as he sends them, you'll be ready. And as you are ready, you'll be able to understand marriage is a ministry. I pray that everything that is out of order, God allows us to get in order, that we may be found as a church and a bride without a spot and without a wrinkle. We pray he's glorified. I'm sure those that know him are agreeing. If you're not saved today, please, please, while you have time, say yes to the Lord. Stop fighting in your own will. And don't wait till the new year. You can begin this right now. And as he's glorified, you'll see his hand move even the grave. I pray he will bless you and your family, and that you'll stand strong and be courageous these last few days and in the year of 2022. We pray that God's blessing be upon you and his faith. I thank God for you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen in, sharing the podcast, going back and studying. May God bless you. Thank you for the guests that have been on all year long. God bless each and every one of you. And those that are praying, we pray, oh God, that we speak in the same language, lifting up the body of Christ, that this gospel can be heard around the world. So have your way, God. Now, I want to say again, thank you to each and every one of you who sent me something on Facebook, inboxed me, texted me to say happy birthday. May God bless each and every one of you and those that have already in advance said happy anniversary for our 25th wedding anniversary on December 31st. May God bless you. We appreciate you. We thank you. And we want you to know to God be all the glory. I want to say to every December baby and everybody that has been had a birthday all year long and your birthday is yet still coming up, God bless you. Happy birthday. We love you. I want to say if you've had a new accomplishment, maybe a new baby, maybe something wonderful has happened that you know here, that we love you and we're celebrating you on the Just For You podcast. I also want you to know we're not ignorant that sometimes things happen and just shake up our world. We need you to know here at Just For You, we are praying for you. We don't take it lightly. We believe God and we're standing on his word. And lastly, if you need resources, we have things in this area, in the St. Louis area, with United Way, many resources, referrals. You can contact them at 211. Also, there's Urban League St. Louis. Urban League St. Louis. You can contact them online. And please, by all means, remember those that serve, whether they serve in the military, whether they serve as leaders in your churches, and they serve in the community, wherever leadership is granted, please uphold the leaders, a president of these United States. Every leader, every compartment, and wherever they're serving, lift. We need you to lift us up. We need strength in these hours. We're pouring out and yet pouring out and yet pouring out and having to be filled back up and strengthened to go back out again. Pray for every leader in their capacity. Parents, pray for them. So we thank God for that. And last but not least, if you'd love to get in contact with us, we'd love to get to know you as well. You can contact us on Facebook under Michelle Wright. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. On LinkedIn, the same. On Instagram, it's HisBlessedGirl7. HisBlessedGirl7. To send your community announcements, you can send them to me on Facebook via inbox, or you can send them to Leading Wright. That's LEADING Wright, WRIGHT, at gmail.com. Listen, it has been a pleasure to serve you all year long. Continue to pray for me and Pastor Don. Continue to pray that God's will be done in our lives, and we're praying the same for you. Remember to meet us here, Lord Saints, the same, hallelujah, first week of January on a Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that is 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. May you have a blessed, prosperous new year, healthy new year, that you be blessed in your body, your mind, your spirit, and your soul. May God do great and amazing things for you, and that you will find yourself in a place of favor by being strong and courageous. May your loved ones be saved. May your lives line up, all of our lives, to where he is calling us to be. And he gets all the glory. I thank you, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, for this opportunity to serve with Elation Radio and Magazine. I don't take it lightly. I love you. You know how much and how close we are. I appreciate you for all of your time you've given all of us throughout the year. You're wonderful. God bless you. I pray for our Elation Radio and Magazine family. And without further ado, until we meet again in the year of 2022, God bless you and your family. Remember to share the podcast with those you love and those you'd like to hear and to study. And we thank you in advance. God bless each and every one of you. Looking forward to seeing you and hearing you again in 2022 and worshiping God for what he's done in 2021. May God bless you and keep you. We're looking forward to what God is going to do in the upcoming years. May God bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, protect you, hold you, help you, and give you strength. Help you to be strong and courageous. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. God bless you. Until next year. Hallelujah.
She had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind she was so focused, doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself. You can do it. Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. Even if nobody does,
believe in yourself, believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, tell you that you can when you can. Oh, she was diagnosed with cancer, going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could, getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh,
yeah, you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Oh, you can make it. Yes, you can. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it.
Nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Oh,
Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.